Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct to my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Well, doing well and just, you know, getting ready for Halloween. We're hanging stuff and putting stuff up and the power meter. Well, I guess it's not a meter anymore. It's all digital, but it looks like.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about that weather outside. Man, you start to drive around. 2 weeks ago, I was talking about how beautiful it was. Mm-hmm. And then, man, a couple quick frosts and a little bit of temperature. And now I'm starting to see piles of leaves in the yards and empty trees. So not quite as beautiful as we were 2 weeks ago, but I guess that's Mother Nature and why we get four seasons around here. Mm-hmm. So, but how can I still get my house sold during that season? During the break, Mike and I were just talking about lending rules and transactions we have and things on some current deals we have to watch out for. So always a topic at the top of our mind is what's going on with the lending world. And Mike, what do we need to know about what's happening at Home Street?
Well, what I was thinking is I'm sure people want to know what the experts are thinking, right? And I've been doing this for a while, and my office has as well. And what I was thinking is, what would I recommend if somebody's going in, you know, my son or my parents or whatever? And I started thinking, you know, and I've talked about it on the show a lot, is education. If I was going to buy a house, I would want to know, you know, 15-year loan, 20-year loan, 30-year loan payments, what those look like, and interest I'm going to pay, and then also points. You know, it's not as normal for people to pay points anymore, but it doesn't mean you can't. I mean, if you're building your forever home and you're going to be there for a really long time and you have the money, maybe you should look at points. And a lot of people don't know what points are, and it's basically just a percentage of your loan amount. And so typically for 1% of your loan amount, you can get a quarter better in interest rate. And so you do the math and that works out to be right around 5 years that pays for itself. So let's say you had a $250,000 loan amount, so the 1 point would cost $2,500, and let's say your payment dropped by $40 a month if you fronted $2,500, and so now you're saving $40 for as long as you have the loan, and after about 5 years that pays for itself and then you're ahead. So education, I say it almost every show, is educate yourself to the options so that you know what you're comfortable with. Well, I don't want a payment over $1,500. Okay, well, how much money do you have to put down? What does your credit look like? Well, then I can back into how much of a house that is. Well, what other options do I have? Maybe there's down payment assistance. I had somebody, you know, somebody that I thought would have known better say, well, I'm looking at FHA and conventional, but I don't think I have the 20% down for conventional. Well, if you're a first-time home buyer, you know, it's only 3% down. If you purchase multiple homes, really the minimum down is only 5%. FHA is 3.5%, but you don't have to go FHA if you only have, you know, 3.5%. And, you know, but again, educating, if you've got a 700 credit score, looking at FHA, looking at conventional, and then figuring out, you know, getting recommendations and then figuring out what you want to do. But educate, and then you become more comfortable. And then when you're out looking at a house, you know, you're just that much more ready and aware because you're comfortable with what your payment's going to look like. And that's what I want people. I want people asking questions so they're not out there going, well, this house is 250 and I don't know how much we have to put down. I don't know what my credit is, but we should be okay. That doesn't work for me. You've got to, let's get you comfortable and let's get you finding out what your numbers look like.
No, I think that makes I think that makes a big difference. And then when you introed that segment, Mike, you said, like, who would I want my sister or who would I want my parents to go to? I was thinking, do you remember who my parents used, Mike, last time?
Oh, and your sister.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got it. I was just acknowledging your setup there. That was fantastic. You got me thinking. I'm like, oh yeah, they talked to Mike. So no, that's a good point. And so yeah, it's no wonder that we have that trust level, and that's exactly where I would send people to take a look for that. So yeah, and the education part is big. And then too, as a note to that education part, is things change. And I mean, I think you bring up a real valid point to that. You know, I was sitting with somebody, you know, earlier in the week, and they said, you know, they said, well, yeah, I am looking to sell, but I don't want to fix these two things. And the reason I don't want to fix them is I'm just going to give a credit to the buyer. And it was a particular price range where I knew that the buyer's credits might get maxed out. And I said, well, you can't do that anymore. And they're like, well, I just want to leave a $12,000 allowance to the buyer. And I said, well, and he says, well, that's what I did on my last house. And I said, well, when was that? And he was like, well, you know, 15 years ago. And I said, okay, let's look at this process. And I mean, I started quoting, you know, financial services acts, things that had changed. And I said, that worked really well 15 years ago. If I tried to do that today, people would just, I mean, they would call it malpractice. You know, it's not something that's even in the realm of possibility for us with the current lending environment.
And Lance, one more thing to put out there to toot my own horn is that 5 years ago this week is when I opened the Home Street Home Loan Center. And in 2015, 2016, 2017, we did more loans in town than anyone else. And so far this year, we've done more loans than anyone else. So 5-year anniversary. We're talking about doing something in November, but we've been too busy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, congratulations on that and the growth. And, you know, on a bigger note, just I think that's a reflection of helping people the right way. So, yeah, thanks for everything you do and the people you've helped with your loans and getting people into good properties with home ownership. So,
yeah, we've got a great team. It's just hard to take your focus off of taking care of somebody and trying to schedule a party. You know, we'll get there eventually, but if you got people that want to get into houses, you got to take care of them first.
And that's why we recommend Mike over at Home Street. Absolutely. That's awesome. Good information today, Mike. Thank you so much for that. The other thing we've been talking about is what property can I go buy? And so here is a couple awesome ones that we've got onto the market. 4004 Road 104 in Pasco. This is an awesome home. It's got an in-ground pool, half-acre lot. We were just talking about selling this type of home during this time of the year. 3383, almost 3,400 square feet, 4-bedroom, 3-bath, bonus loft-style family room, flex space, formal living and dining rooms, plenty of natural light, a huge gourmet kitchen with granite counters. I mean, this place is really, really dialed in. It's got outside, you've got a garden area, storage shed, RV parking, and a 40 by 28 shop. Really, really awesome West Pasco neighborhood. I mean, that pretty much has every possible amenity that you could have. And so that's coming in at $495,000. Pick number two, 483 Amy Drive in Richland. This is a 4-bedroom, 3-bath Rambler in Country View Estates, 2,100 square feet. So you're getting that South Richland location. Formal dining room, tile and wood flooring. Again, granite counters throughout. Split bedroom design. Kitchen also has stainless steel appliances, pantry, and a second dining nook. Private master suite, has patio access, big private master bath. And this property is coming in at $355,000. Great South Richland property. And then pick number three, 1282 White Bluffs. Amazing estate-type home. Meticulous attention to detail. This is a five-bedroom, four-bath with a bonus room. 4,400 square feet, soaring ceilings, wet bar in the bonus room, formal dining. I mean, this house has everything. Gourmet kitchen, large island, breakfast bar, two dishwashers, McKay, because I know one is not enough for you. So two dishwashers, warming drawer, pot filler. I mean, every upgrade you could possibly imagine.
Wow.
Oversized four-car garage, and it's right next to the Badger Mountain Trail access. You can literally walk across the street, be right on the Badger Mountain Trail. And that's coming in priced at $749. So wow. Great, great, big, large property. In a great, great location. Because, McKay, sometimes I can't make myself drive to Badger. So, right, like, it's just, it's too much, and then I'm going to have to walk up the mountain. I think I would do Badger more often if I could just open the front door.
There you go.
So that's a possibility there for sure. Few more tips. One of the things we were talking about today is how can I be prepared to sell this time of year, and what are some of the things people forget to do? I put down, and it's one of those things where you're concentrate on the entryway. So if nothing else, people are going to stand outside. They're going to wait for the agent to get the key. There's still time before the weather gets too cold to touch up some of that paint, paint that trim, paint the front door. And then even something as simple as swapping out the welcome mat. You know, I mean, if you think about it, you know, who buys welcome mats every other week? Put a fresh welcome mat out there that doesn't look worn. It just kind of adds to that ambiance while you're waiting.
And the worn out ones track junk into the house.
They
we know.
They absolutely do when they start coming apart. The other thing, too, is paint or replace street numbers. Or more often than not, we find that you've planted that tree, you know, 12 years ago beside the front patio, and now it's grown up and it's covered all the street numbers. So make sure street numbers are freshly painted and well lit, because it's totally possible that a lot of your showings are going to be done after work. Mm-hmm. And coming up in just a few weeks, I mean, you're going to be leaving the office and it's going to be dark. And so if they're showing in the dark, you want to make that stuff very accessible so that they can get out to it.
Well, you're creating a negative even before they pull up. It's like, it's infuriating. You're trying to find a house. Where's the street number? Don't you people believe in putting a street number on your house? Don't get me started.
McKay, obviously I touched on a nerve. I had no idea, McKay, that I'm going to notate that to maybe leave that off my next list.
Oh no, so. It's important. It's a good thing.
I like it. So those are some of the tips to be ready to sell. There's still time to sell before the holidays. And what we're having starting is we're getting those calls for recruiting for next year. We're starting to get the companies that are looking at bringing people in January. So we're starting to do some of those community tours for new candidates that are coming to town. We're working with a lot of those job recruiters and those companies. And they say, hey, I've got a new candidate coming next week. We're starting to hire for January and February. We're starting to hire for the next fiscal year. So these folks that are looking at Tri-Cities right now are going to be looking at housing while they're here. So if you've thought about selling, it's still a great time to get things sold before the holidays. Go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message. We'll pick up your address, give you a complimentary market analysis, do some pricing, or if you want a walkthrough with some help with these type of ideas, we can get hands-on, come out to the house and say, okay, here's the four or five things you need to work on and get going from there. KenmoreTeam.com, shoot us a message. We'll get you over there. We'll also get you to Mike Denslow at Home Street. And more importantly, we'll be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.